Democracy in Ghana. Ghana, a West African nation, has made significant strides in its democratic journey since the early 1990s. After decades of military rule and political instability, the country has established itself as a relatively stable democracy, characterized by regular elections, a vibrant civil society, and a relatively free press. The foundation for Ghana's democratic transition was laid in 1992 when the country adopted a new constitution, which enshrined fundamental human rights and established a multi-party system. Since then, Ghana has held several peaceful and competitive elections, with power peacefully transferring between the two main political parties, the National Democratic Congress, NDC, and New Patriotic Party, NPP. One of the key factors contributing to Ghana's democratic success has been the active role played by civil society organizations. These organizations have been instrumental in advocating for good governance, promoting civic education, and holding the government accountable. The media has also played a crucial role in promoting democratic values and exposing corruption. Challenges associated with democracy in Ghana. Despite its progress, Ghana's democracy remains fragile, and there are still significant challenges to be addressed. One of the most pressing issues facing the country is corruption, which continues to undermine its economic development and democratic institutions. While the government has taken steps to combat corruption, it remains a persistent problem. Another challenge is the country's weak electoral system, which is susceptible to manipulation and fraud. While Ghana's elections have generally been free and fair, there have been concerns about the integrity of the electoral process, particularly in recent years. Political clientelism. The patronage system, where political parties often reward supporters with jobs or favors, can lead to inefficiency and nepotism. Weak accountability. While Ghana has made strides in accountability, there are still gaps in ensuring that elected officials are held responsible for their actions. Limited political participation. Despite progress, there is still room for greater participation for marginalized groups, such as women, the youth, and the people with disabilities. Economic inequality. The gap between the rich and poor remains significant, and economic inequality can undermine social cohesion and political stability. Ethnic tensions. While Ghana has a history of peaceful coexistence, ethnic tensions can sometimes flare up, particularly during elections. Cybersecurity threats. In the digital age, Ghana faces challenges in protecting its democratic processes from cyber attacks and disinformation campaigns. Youth unemployment. High rates of youth unemployment can lead to social unrest and disillusionment with the democratic system. Youth unemployment in Ghana has significantly impacted its democracy. The lack of opportunities has led to the disillusionment and loss of faith in the political system. Frustrated youth may turn to radical or anti-democratic moves, destabilizing the country. Additionally, High unemployment can contribute to social unrest and crime, undermining the rule of law. This disenfranchisement can erode voter turnout and participation, weakening democratic institutions. Furthermore, Ghana's democracy is still relatively young, and there is a risk of backsliding if the country does not continue to strengthen its democratic institutions. The country's political elites must also commit to upholding democratic principles and avoiding divisive rhetoric that could undermine the country's stability. In conclusion, Ghana's democracy is a work in progress. While the country has made significant strides in recent decades, it faces significant challenges that must be addressed to ensure its continued democratic development. By strengthening its institutions, combating corruption, and promoting civic engagement, Ghana can solidify its position as a stable and prosperous democracy in West Africa.